Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Linda the Timber Alley. See what was going on.
Welcome back. It's Stevie Ray bringing us back, the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Adam Witte's our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder and CEO of Advantage Media Group. AdvantageFamily.com is his website. His book is called 21 Ways to Build your business with a book. That's what he does. That's what you do, isn't it, Adam? You help people put their best foot forward in the marketplace with a book.
That's right. We help busy professionals create, publish, and market a book to grow their business.
It's a great model, and he's very successful with it too, folks. So I encourage you to check it out at AdvantageFamily.com. Okay, Adam, we've been talking about the CEO, and in a previous segment, the CEO of small businesses. I've been harping on this. It's one of my soapboxes for several years now, is helping small business owners realize that they've got to fire themselves from jobs that they no longer need to do and promote themselves to jobs that nobody else can do. Maybe nobody's ever done this in the company, but it needs to be done, and you're the first one to do it. So promote yourself to that job. So we talked in the previous segment about the organizational part of being a CEO. But talk to us now, Adam, about the individual part. You know, a CEO has got to take care of himself or herself as well, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. And so to me, just like you have a vision and a mission for your company, you've got to have a vision and mission for your personal life. And that means having core values that you as a person live by and hold yourself accountable to. And you've also got to have goals for your own life. And most importantly, in my opinion, you've got to have a professional development plan for yourself. Because the small business owners, the CEOs that I know, the ones that are able to successfully grow and scale a business are the ones that are committed to lifelong learning, are always reading, are always going to conferences, are always networking to get new ideas that they can steal from somebody else, and when I say steal, of course, I mean legally,
right?
And implement into their own business.
Well, you know, when you go hear someone speak, when you read a book, when you read an article, when you meet someone and you share ideas, that's the purpose of those interactions, is to learn from each other and grow from that experience. And if you're not growing, one of my old Brain Trust members says that you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten.
That's right. Yeah, you're either growing or dying, nothing in between.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're working so hard in your business. Maybe you're putting in 50, 60, 70 hours a week. Well, for what? You know, what is the success of your business going to help you do personally? Make sure that you know the reason you're working so hard. Now, it's probably partially because of your passion for the business, but of course it's also to make a livelihood. So what are you using the money from your business to accomplish in your personal life, for your family? When you can clearly articulate that to yourself, when you can write those goals down, and even more important, create what I like to call a dream board. And the dream board is taking all your goals, putting those into pictures, and putting those on a 2x3 poster board.
Mm-hmm.
And hang it in your office or hang it in your bedroom at home or in your office at home. And look at that every single day to keep your mind focused on what it's all about and why you're doing it.
And don't assume that you'll remember them. They'll stay top of mind all the time. That's what writing them down is for.
It's so critical. In fact, Jim, we went through the exercise last year. We created a dream board for every employee at Advantage Media Group.
Wow.
And now everybody's got this beautiful 2x3 dream board hanging in their office, Everybody knows each other's dreams. They can encourage. They can motivate. If they know somebody that's done something before, they can make connections. And every year, Advantage is helping our best people accomplish their dreams by fulfilling those dreams and helping them get there.
Mm-hmm. So what you're talking about is not only being a leader and being a leader that's staying informed and up to date on things, but you're also growing leaders too.
Absolutely. Now look,
isn't that one of the main assignments of a CEO is to grow leaders?
It's the number one assignment. Now, leadership starts at the top. So you, Mr. CEO, Mr. Business Owner, you need to look yourself in the mirror, and you have to first be able to lead yourself before you're capable of leading others.
That's why we started out with the individual, the CEO. You've got to be able to pull this off yourself. Because if you don't, if you can't, people will see right through that. You can't require other people to do something you're not doing.
That's exactly right. But you have got to have a plan. You've got to have a plan for 2015. You have to have goals. And then you have to hold yourself accountable. Because if you know the destination, then you can chart a map to get there. But if you have no destination, then any road will
take you. Any road will take you there. Hey, Adam, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. It was a real pleasure.
Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. Adam Witte, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget, that's AdvantageFamily.com, the website. Check that out. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.